Geologists say there are several counties in North Carolina where deposits of natural gas are buried, but there are three counties where there is a lot of it: Lee, Chatham, and Moore counties. Sanford seems to be a hot spot.
It could mean a lot of money, or it could mean a lot of heartache.
Ted Fitzhands is an extension associate professor at NC State. He says North Carolinians have known about hydrocarbon deposits in Lee County for well over 100 years. There was even a coal mining industry in the area until a deadly accident in the 1920s. But resources that were once hard to get to have been made more accessible with hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. John Larson explains on the PBS investigative report the price of gas.
To frack a well, drillers blast millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals deep into the ground. That creates fractures in the rock and releases the gas. It's used to reach once inaccessible gas reserves in a vast area that includes 31 states and the Gulf of Mexico.
The report goes on to say fracking has become the essential process in producing new reserves of natural gas in the United States. State Senator Bob Rucho is a Republican from Mecklenburg County. He introduced Senate Bill 709, the Energy Jobs Act, which is behind the Diener study. Here is Rucho with Kelly McCullen on UNCTV's Legislative Week in Review.
We want to find out if there are resources out there worth the industry and the state of North Carolina investing in.
What is worth it? Hundreds of millions? Billions of dollars?
Well, you're probably talking about potentially trillions of cubic feet of natural gas, which would be a great boom.
And it's the money that's got folks in Sanford talking. Susan Condlin is the Lee County Extension Director.
It is becoming a bigger issue. I know we started hearing about it in January of 2010. We started seeing companies coming in, putting ads in the paper, talking about they wanted to buy or lease your mineral rights. What is this? What's going on?
Condlin says she's concerned on several fronts. She says the excitement over valuable reserves may be moving the process along too fast. Condlin worries people don't have enough information about fracking or their rights as landowners.
And that's what we're most concerned about, is with these leases that are coming. What are you doing? You know, what are you signing? Do you know what you're signing? Do you even own your own mineral rights? You know, this is a big question here.
My grave concern is that that means it will not be safe at all. Thank you.
Thank you.
On a recent evening, the McSwain Extension Education and Ag Center was overflowing with people wanting to find out the latest on the fracking front. Robin Smith is Assistant Secretary for Environment at Diener. This was the first of at least two public hearings on the study. Most people were concerned over potential damage to water quality in the areas where drilling could take place. There have been problems in several states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York. Smith says the study is on track.
It was exactly what we were hoping to get, which were suggestions of things we may not have thought of or may not have thought of in as much detail that we need to be sure we cover in the study.
The study is supposed to be complete by May 1, 2012. James Gaster attended last week's public hearing, but chose not to speak. He owns hundreds of acres in Lee County and has been approached about leasing his land. Gaster is not ready to decide yet.
I know a lot of people are very much against it, and but, you know, we're all going to go out here and get in our cars. There's gas in those cars. We're not riding burros back home, so yeah, you have to be open-minded. We want, we need it. Yeah, we need energy.
And no matter what side of fracking you're on, it looks like you're going to need a good lawyer. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.